The Hunger Free Summer for Kids Act of 2019, introduced this summer by Senator John Bozeman, overhauls a 1960s-era USDA summer food service program in order to provide more nutritious lunches to more low-income children outside of traditional public school cafeteria settings. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Parsons Hills Elementary School in East Springdale is closed for the summer, but the cafeteria is open. Cafeteria chef Sonia Granados is prepping today's summer food service program lunch.
Hamburgers and french fries, salad, strawberries, cookies.
Five hungry Marshallese boys patiently sit at a cafeteria table, waiting for lunch to be served.
Alan.
Gerald.
Astor.
Peter.
Melvin.
And they like the food here.
Hamburgers, pizza, taco, and nachos.
Here we have 90% of our students are on our free and reduced program, so we feel like that there is definitely a need here in this neighborhood.
Gina Smith is child nutrition director for Springdale Public Schools, which counts 29 facilities with cafeterias.
We have three sites that are open all summer. They opened in June and will be serving meals until August the 2nd.
All youth from surrounding areas are welcome to come for lunch, she says.
They can just show up. Any student or any child that is 18 or under, they are welcome. We even feed some two-year-olds, so they don't actually have to be school age, just as long as they're 18 or under.
Groups of children, packs of teenagers, and extended family show up to enjoy a nutritious lunch, although adults are not allowed to eat it.
We offer a hot meal, four out of the 5 days. And each day we offer fruits and vegetables. And our children are just, you know, they've become accustomed to eating fresh fruits and vegetables at school during the week, and they look forward to that. So, of course, we've had watermelon this summer and strawberries, fresh peppers and broccoli, things like that. And it's just great to see them selecting those nutritious items.
Springdale Public Schools Communications Director Rick Schaefer says flocks of kids show up for the free lunch.
On any given day in our district, and we have three sites where we feed every day, and we have 10 overall that we're doing it with, but here at Parson Hills, they average about 110 kids a day. So here we are at the end of June, they'd already served over 2,000 meals just at Parson Hills.
Heather Cooper, principal of Parsons Hills Elementary Wanderers Cafeteria, talking to the kids and families.
Yes. Well, you know, for students to learn, those basic needs have to be fulfilled. And of course, hunger is a huge issue here. We have about 95% poverty rate. And so not only having food, but having healthy food is critical to our students.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman is also here today to observe how the traditional summer lunch program works because he aims to reform the federal program. In late June, he introduced the Hunger-Free Summer for Kids Act, Senate Bill 1918.
We've been working on this for a long time with lots of different members. What we're trying to do is make it such that there's a seamless transition between the free and reduced lunches that are provided in the schools for those individuals that desperately need this help. All of a sudden, the summer comes, nothing happens, and so there's great institutions that are willing to take up the slack in partnership with the federal government. The problem is most of those rules that they're governed by, the red tape, goes back to the 1960s.
The 1960s USDA Summer Food Service Program has long required children to travel to centralized school locations to receive free hot lunches. According to data generated by the nonprofit hunger group Feeding America, 22 million children nationwide, 300,000 in Arkansas, receive free and reduced hot lunches during the school year. But a majority miss out when summer arrives. They may live in rural areas or miles away from centralized summer school lunch program sites, or their district may not qualify. If passed into law, Senator Bozeman's Hunger-Free Summer for Kids Act will change that, allowing hot lunches to be served in more communities, in non-school settings.
So what we're trying to do is give a lot of flexibility so that we can use the resources that we can much more effectively and feed as many children as we can.
States would have the option to provide the USDA summer lunches through mobile feeding programs at non-school centers or provide backpack meals to kids. Eligible families would also be provided a special credit card allowing parents to purchase lunch ingredients to feed their kids from approved retailers. In a press release promoting his measure, an evaluation of off-site summer meal consumption, according to USDA, resulted in a reduction in transportation costs and operational barriers and allowed for thousands more children in areas who otherwise would not have been reached to enjoy a nutritious hot lunch. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.